Tennessee's governor released his 3-year transportation plan this week, but other officials are looking much further ahead. The Improve Act lays out funding for projects on roads and bridges across the state over the next 15 years. WPLN's Emily Siner reports on what this means for drivers.
The two biggest items funded by the new gas tax are in Middle Tennessee, like $400 million to upgrade on-ramps and technology along I-24 from Nashville to Murfreesboro.
That's one of the most congested corridors in the state.
This is Paul Deggs,
the chief engineer with the Tennessee Department of Transportation.
Then another $400 million to widen I-65 to 3 lanes all the way north to Kentucky. That will also relieve congestion when it's done. In the meantime, expect a slowdown for construction.
I guess what they call the love-hate relationship with the Department of Transportation is they love it when we can widen a road, but they hate it while it's being widened.
Deck says TDOT tries to avoid extended lane closures. Crews are working more at night now, but they can't avoid it completely, especially for the much-anticipated repairs on 440, which will require tearing up the 10-inch-thick concrete pavement. Statewide, crews will work on nearly 1,000 projects over the next decade and a half. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.